Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, and welcome to our Thursday episode, where if you are not new here, you know that on Thursdays we like to answer voicemails, DMs, text messages from the people, from
yes,
the other Swifties.
From the lovely, lovely Taylor Watch Swifty
the
fans.
Community.
Yeah, the community, yes.
The community. Gia, what's going on? How are you on a Thursday?
Good. Happy Thursday. Good
happy
vibes
thurs,
on this
thurs.
Thursday. We had
feeling
a very
good.
Fun day. Whenever there's like a fun day on Twitter here, I feel like it
oh
brings
God.
Up the vibes.
Oh, God. We have
yeah.
something crazy going on right now. Oh, my God. We didn't even explain this. We'll do a little bit of explaining because I
yeah.
do think that this-
little
you know,
barstool behind the scenes talk.
If you are looking for something to do for the next, for tonight and tomorrow- that we've got something for you.
Yeah.
So one of our coworkers, Chris Klemmer, he is a
43
year old man, married, and weighs about 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yep.
He has decided, he went, he started this on Monday, decided to put himself in solitary confinement
he
for 100 hours.
He decided to put himself.
He wanted to.
This was no one's idea.
See if he could do it, I think is what it was. Yeah. He's like, I want to see if I can do it, and we'll live stream it the entire time. So we in the office have been watching our very own Truman Show for a week, and it's been live streamed, or it was live streamed Monday and Tuesday, and then boss man Dave Portnoy got involved on Wednesday and said, this shit is too boring.
Yep.
Well, because all he was doing was sleeping.
All he was doing was sleeping.
All he did was
he
sleep.
He slept for 12 hours at one
crazy.
Point, raised his head, looked around, and went right back to sleep.
And then he got up like an hour after that, ate breakfast, and then went back to sleep again. Like it was a crazy amount of sleep. So Dave was like, I'm turning this off. This is insane. And there's been an uprising.
Yes.
People want it back on. And I'm on... I want it back on because he was so frustrating to watch that I really felt like I was getting out like all my anger.
Yeah.
Like I was like, this fucking guy, like I just was so, I was enamored. I was addicted to the stream. I could not stop watching the stream. I was in the chat. I couldn't turn it off. Like,
yeah, no.
It took over my life
too.
For a few days. And then all day yesterday, the entire internet was fighting. It was the internet versus Dave Portnoy on behalf of Chris Klemmer.
Yeah. Dave said if we can keep hashtag Klemmer trending at number one for an hour.
This was at 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yes. He will turn the stream back on. And listen, I don't know what his trending thing was saying because mine kept saying he was number one, but his was saying it was other things.
Mine
kept beating him at the last minute.
Mine was also Klemmer number one for quite a few times. And so, at the buzzer beater, LinkedIn did go down. So LinkedIn was trending on Twitter. And apparently on Dave Portnoy's phone alone, LinkedIn beat Klemmer for a half a second right at the buzzer.
So everyone
was just... So we had to wait another hour. And then he made us wait another hour.
Yeah.
And then we never got the stream. So now the people of the internet, the stoolies of Barstool Sports, there is an uprising. And Dave Portnoy
lots
is
of hashtag Klemmers, yeah.
A lot of
yesterday
hashtag
Klemmer. Yesterday was so funny with everyone's different
really
hashtag Klemmer tweets.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
This morning he was walking around saying, everybody... And he has no idea.
So people
no
are
idea
watching.
That he's not live anymore.
That's true. Klemmer does not know, and he's still in there.
Yeah.
And he's like,
everybody, tweet at Vibs, tweet at blah, 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 tweet at the, like, I want the keys, because he has these lockers that are locked.
He has these lockers that are locked.
And he wants the keys to open them. So he's like, everyone, rally together, like, give me the keys. Meanwhile.
Write blogs. Wasn't he like, blog about it, do something. Like, he thinks, he, like, wants people on his side. The thing with the keys is that he wants the keys to open up lockers. Inside these lockers are, like, little challenges that he can do to pass the time. The problem is, the first two challenges that he was given were tedious tasks on purpose with the intention of wasting a lot of time. The first one was trying to do a clear puzzle with oven mitts on, and he gave up in 10 minutes. He didn't want to do it. So that's it. Like, you have nothing but time.
Yeah.
You could think of any way. I've been thinking about how to do that for like 3 days, and I wouldn't put the oven mitts on, but I would use the oven mitts to do it. Nobody said that. That's what I'm saying.
That's
it's all
true.
About like trying to get out of it in a creative way, and he just like can only see it one way and then refuses to do it. Second challenge was he had to count grains of rice.
Yeah.
This massive thing of grains of rice. And he like just refused to count it.
He
and
was
that's
like,
where he lost me.
Yeah.
I was like, count this motherfucking rice. Nobody actually knows how much rice there is. Like
no
one cares.
No
about,
one cares.
Just
count it.
Counting, it's a tedious task that'll get
He's
him
like
frustrated.
I won't even finish by the time because it's like a time crunch.
He
but
had
like
a time
he
crunch.
Had like 12 hours or something crazy
no, no,
like
no.
that.
He had like 30 hours yeah. to do it. And then after wasting 15 hours, they said, you have 15 hours left. He'd already counted 5,000 grains of rice.
Yeah,
like,
he was counting it, there's no time left.
He was counting it in the most OCD way, like the most... Easily the most inefficient way you could ever do something.
I would have just done like five, ten different piles and then do one every hour.
Totally. Or yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Or just like push them away. Like you didn't have yeah. to like, he's picking up each grain of rice and like he was putting them in tiny groups of 10 grains until he got to 100 and then doing that. And each yeah. one took him like 2 full minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's
it doesn't
crazy.
Take you 2 minutes to count 100 grains of rice. That's insane. So. He got on everybody's nerves. He didn't want to do the challenges. So now his punishment truly is solitary confinement.
Yeah.
No one's speaking to him. No one's talking to him. And he's not on the stream. And he
so funny.
Still won't count the motherfucking rice. Yeah. It's on the floor. But the thing is that the audience cannot see it, but we can.
Yeah, we
office.
Can.
So we are very much needing updates on Clemmer and seeing what he's got going on.
Yeah.
So and all right. The reason we're even talking about this is because today on the Unnamed show, which I'm sure will have happened by the time you listen to this, Dave Portnoy will be making the decision to whether or not we put the Clemmer stream back on until Friday, which is when he's scheduled to come out.
Okay.
So we're fingers crossed he puts it back on.
Please,
just
Dave.
Because he is going crazy yes. now, so it's starting to get interesting.
I know.
So follow along. It'll be on the Barstool Sports, you know, anywhere Barstool Sports streams, Rumble, YouTube, all those things.
Yep.
So keep your eyes peeled for Clemmer.
Clemmer, god damn it,
it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
The past few days Clemmer really have
the
been
diva.
Crazy.
Who Clemmer, knew?
Yo,
who knew?
Such a like such a fucking diva.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was such a diva. I had no idea he was so stubborn. I had no idea that he was like causing such a fucking ruckus. Like
yeah.
he promised not to do any of those things. Like he promised not to break stuff, to unplug his own speakers, to fuck with the technology, whatever. And
yeah,
now he's like, it's
yeah.
all out the door.
He got punished for not counting the rice. So they mm-hmm. played like this song of Frank the Tank singing
yes.
at night.
Like an annoying song. And
he just got up and unplugged the speaker. It's like,
right.
you can't do
like,
that.
You can't do that. You're ruining the fun. Like,
yeah.
You wanted to be in here. He also knew that there would be challenges and things to like fuck with him, and he was fine with it all. And so I don't really know like where he's just going crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's what we've been up to for the week inside outside of the Taylor world and
yeah,
in the Barstool Sports
yeah.
world. So if you're interested in all that, it is very interesting. I'm just the story now has
yeah.
become so interesting. At first when Clemmer was sleeping nonstop, no, it wasn't interesting. It was
yeah.
definitely boring.
Yeah, definitely Dave was the reason why
yeah.
it kind of started
yes.
to
once
pick
Dave
up.
Got involved,
yeah.
it started getting really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, as most things do.
Yeah, that's
I would
true.
Say. But so that's what we've been up to. And oh, last night I burned the fuck out of my hand.
Oh.
I grabbed I made like a little pot pie thing in a skillet. And I, you know, had the skillet in the oven, and I took it out. And it's usually the skillet
you
that I use,
pot
like
pie.
Yeah, it's like it was like a meal.
Oh,
you know?
I was gonna say
it's like the filling, and then you put biscuits on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then you just bake it for
Yum.
Like 10 minutes,
Fuck
and then
yeah.
it comes out. But the skillets I use those Caraway. You know that brand, that like nice brand of pots
I don't
and pans.
Know,
Caraway,
no.
it's really nice. And I got myself a full new set when I moved to my new apartment a couple of years ago now. And it's yeah, boo. And so it's, watch out.
Yeah.
Ooh, and they're like emerald green too. So
Ooh,
cute.
Love.
I know, I'm so chic. And so I have a skillet, and I also have a cast iron skillet that is too big. And I never like to like use it. It's so heavy, whatever.
Yeah.
So I looked up. I was like, I wonder if I could put this like regular skillet that I use for the stovetop in the oven.
Yeah.
And Caraway said, yes, oven safe up to 550 degrees.
Oh.
I said, oh, perf. So I put it in there. And I'm like, this is perfect. I take it out when it's done. I put it on top of the thing. All fine. And then I walk away to go do something else. And I come back forgetting, because I never put that thing in the oven
right.
ever. So I just like totally forgot that it was just in the fucking oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Grabbed it with my hand.
Oh.
And you can't tell. Like I can tell, and it's very sensitive to
yeah.
like I can't hold my hot coffee in this hand. But I've never been burned like that.
Mm.
You really can't. I said, can you tell? There's like red marks. You can't
no,
really tell.
I
it looks
can't
like
really
I'm being
tell.
A little bitch, but I swear. Like it hurts like a
no,
motherfucker.
No, I'm sure it does.
The whole thing. And so I've never really burned myself like that.
Mm.
And so I'm struggling today. I'm working with an injury.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm on the mend. So
wow,
keep
okay.
me in your thoughts
yeah,
and prayers.
I will.
Keep
I will.
Me in your thoughts and prayers.
I'm seeing a new apartment today.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting.
I know, I'm exciting.
Ooh,
in Chelsea.
Fun. Oh, fuck yeah.
At
love
4:30.
It.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Love it.
I know.
Woo.
It's funny because it's like
Chelsea.
Literally right across from my parents' place.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, like it sees right into my parents' place.
I think I know that building.
Yeah, you probably
I won't
do.
I say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I know that. I know
yeah.
the building right across.
I'm like going through
That's
street
a great building.
Easy.
It's
yeah,
like
it's a great
like,
building.
It's like huge, right?
Huge, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of forgot how fucking cutthroat this shit is. And I'm like,
oh, dude,
I can't believe
dude.
I've... have to do this so again because I just moved.
When did you move? Like a year
last
ago?
Year, oh, last year.
Yeah.
And I love my place, but I can't. Yeah, I can't stay there. It's too small, and it gives me anxiety. And I need more closet space.
Well, and you
I need
also,
more
you,
closet space.
True facts. Also, you just got robbed there, so it's like I don't want to.
That's true.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move.
I gotta
now.
Go.
I got robbed
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your actually
little,
very
your,
true.
Your terrace thing was so nice, but
yeah, it's just not worth the.
Not worth it.
I get anxiety like every weekend because I like get changed and mm-hmm. I put my clothes mm-hmm. and it just looks like my
it's
room
a
bomb
my house
off,
is
so.
Like that right now. I'm currently in the middle of building a new dresser because I have no storage space.
Okay,
similar
yeah.
situation. I have one closet. It's full of my coats. I have nothing, nowhere else to put anything. So
yeah.
everything else I've had to like build furniture for. And I have a lot of space for furniture, but I was really like not wanting all
yeah.
this fucking furniture. And so I was trying to minimize, and now I just have too many clothes. And I was building a dresser in the middle of cooking dinner. I like took a break to do it.
Right.
And I couldn't finish it last night.
Because you burned
because
your
I
hand.
Burned myself so bad. And so now in
well,
my
way
my,
to girl boss.
My entire yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm a handy girl. I really am. But so the dresser and the pieces are all over my apartment right now. Like I can't even walk.
Oh, that's
because
yeah,
you know you
that,
have to like, spread it all out. To
yeah,
look at
I
it
hate
all.
That.
It would have taken me 1 hour, but I was like, damn, I'm hungry. I should eat first. And what a fucking mistake. I should
yeah.
just finish it first. So dumb. So I can't even walk. Once that's built, and then I can put all my clothes in it.
Mm, there you go.
It's over for you, host.
Shit. Shit.
It's over. It's over.
Shit. I'm excited for when that happens.
Yeah. It'll be nice. And then we'll both have the right amount of storage.
Yeah, please.
We never will, though. We
no,
never, will.
Never.
We have
never,
too many clothes.
Never.
Both of us.
Yeah. Literally.
That's our. I think that's both of our weaknesses. Like, I just love. I just love a new outfit.
I really love.
Sue me. I love
clothes.
A new outfit.
Sorry. Sorry. I love clothes. I'm a girl. Sorry. I like to shop.
Sorry.
Like it's
bitches be shopping.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, literally bitches be shopping.
I didn't make the rules.
And yeah, sorry. I can't help it. It's like an instinct in my blood.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I see something. I'm like, I have to have
I
that.
See it. I like it. I want it. I bought it.
Yeah,
like,
no, literally.
That's literally.
Exactly.
That's, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Not
but,
sorry.
But yeah. Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
new in the?
I'm trying to think what else is going on. Yeah. Oh, in the
Taylor
world.
She did Death by a Thousand Cuts and Babe last night.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, I honestly didn't even troll the internet this morning. She.
Yeah. Death by a Thousand Cuts and Babe,
right,
and then
it's
I
Thursday.
Forget the other one she did.
I'll go see my.
It was like a good one too. I
was
Eras
Tour.
Like,
was Eras Tour Twitter there again?
Yeah, she
fourth
was.
Fourth show. Damn.
Let's see.
Yeah, she said.
Blah, blah, blah. No one here knows I'm at the Eras Tour. No, we do know you're at the Eras Tour.
All four shows in
oh, wait,
a row.
Maybe she.
Oh, wow. So she wore songs. She wore Midnights and got Midnight's Surprise Song.
I thought. Surprise songs.
Why didn't she tweet?
I saw it on my fucking Twitter. Why did I not?
She actually doesn't tweet a lot about the. She's just tweeting now about the.
You're on. Oh, it was You're On Your Own Kid in 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
a
really
great mashup.
Crazy
ooh,
mashup.
Chills.
Yeah.
You're On Your Own Kid in 15.
Ooh.
15 is a song that like I can barely listen to because
oh yeah,
it's
15
too much,
always
too many tears.
always makes me cry.
You'll die laughing. So the day that I was getting ready for my first Taylor Swift concert, the one the MetLife Network.
Oh yeah.
First concert I'd ever been to of Taylor Swift,
yeah.
And still have only ever been to. And I was getting ready during the day, and I don't even think I went to work that day. I was like, no, I can't. I need to sit. I need to focus. Like,
yeah.
This is what's happening. It was a Friday. And so I'm like, this is what's happening. I started getting ready at whatever time. And I put on Taylor Swift. I was like, of
yeah.
course, I'm going to put on Taylor Swift to get ready. And I put it on,
shuffle
or whatever. And 15 came on.
Oh, God.
And I started
bawling your eyes
hysterically
out.
Crying. And I couldn't stop for like 2 hours. I was like, I have to stop getting ready until I stop crying.
Yeah.
So I can like look okay for this concert. And this was at like 1 o'clock. Like,
well, it's like a full circle moment.
It was so, no, it really
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It just brought me back to so many memories of feeling like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm young and I don't know
like
where my life is going to go.
Like everything's end of the world. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
here I am in like my own apartment in New York City.
Yeah,
and like
that's
I'm going
so
to see
cute.
Taylor Swift. And it was like, I could cry right now.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about it. 15. That would have got me bad.
My friend made us listen to Never Grow Up on the way home.
Oh, no. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
and
it.
We
forget
were just
it.
All like,
are you kidding?
We took like a random limo. Yeah. We all
yeah.
just were looking out our individual windows and crying to ourselves. And
of course.
Like, are we all good? Like,
no.
No.
It's a cathartic experience.
Yeah.
And we all know that. So okay. It's Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yeah.
That's
Babe.
A fucking arrow to the heart. Again, another
know,
one that we
but
want.
Like,
Babe. I also love Babe.
I don't know, Babe.
I'm claiming that we... No, I might not have said Babe. We might have said Better Man for like songs that we'd want to hear. Remember?
I don't
we
think
were,
we said
were, like,
Babe or
off
Better
a bunch.
Man.
In my head, I really like both those songs.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Babe
I like
is the
Taylor
one with
versions.
Ed Sheeran?
No, Babe is the one that
oh, no,
used to
run.
Be...
That's run,
that
right?
was that she gave to Sugarland.
Yeah.
And now the how could you do this, babe? You really blew this, babe.
Oh, I don't know
we
it at all.
We ain't getting through this one, babe.
Shit.
This is the last time I'll ever call you, babe. That's Red.
I gotta listen to that.
Wow, bitch. Wow. Look who's been studying. No, it's a Vault track. Yeah. That's why. The Vault tracks. I know really well.
That's why. I knew it was a Vault track. But
As is Better Man.
Better Man
is Little Big
because,
Town.
Yeah,
right?
I love the Little Big Town version of it.
Me too. I love that. That song's another one that gives me like chills sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's like, yeah.
I just wish you were Better Man.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, I can feel you again. Yeah. That song, when I had like a toxic high school ex-boyfriend, was on repeat.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. Sometimes I'll like think about old toxic boyfriends to like enjoy songs. Obviously.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm going to get pissed off about like, that all over again. It's like, we haven't spoken
That's
in
my problem with music is like, I can't like listen to a song unless like I have like some sort of relationship with the song or like backstory with the song. Mm-hmm. So, like, I really have to pull at some strings sometimes to relate to some songs.
Ooh, but it's fun. It's fun so to open fun. Old wounds.
Oh, totally.
It?
It's, like, what I'm best at, literally. So bad.
Yeah, but the more you open them, yeah, well, I feel like that could be a line. I feel like that's a line also somewhere in Taylor Swift's, like,
ooh.
The more you open up old wounds, the deeper the scars go.
Wow. That's a beautiful
that a
lyric. That could be.
Is that Stolen Valor? Did I steal that from
I don't
Taylor?
Think
a variation
so.
Of that? Wow, somebody write that down. Keep it on. Wait, speaking of, before we get into the Swifties. We discussed this. I'm going to go find our chat. For those who pay attention to, and I'm saying this now ahead of Tortured Poets Department, for those who remember On the Other Line, rest in peace, we had a day where we were reading poems, poetry, and we wore poetry hats and glasses, and we were really fun that day.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I read a poem that I wrote years ago when I was really depressed and sad, and it was like it's a sad poem, and I really liked the poem. I submitted it to the New Yorker at the time. They put me on the wait list and then ultimately rejected me, but wait list was cool.
That's cool.
And so, whatever. So, but part the poem itself was called The Lake, and at the end of the poem I wrote, the weight of your words feel like rocks in my pockets and I'm stuck at the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found some bullshit on Twitter, and this might fall into the category of like spoilers, leaks, whatever.
Right.
Not sure, because again, we don't know what we're dealing with when it comes to these people. Are they lying? Are they telling truth?
Right.
I stumbled upon this accidentally. I thought it was like an announcement, because it looks like this, you know? I thought it was an announcement or something, and so I was like, ooh, did I miss something? And I accidentally stumbled in this, and so I don't know if these are real or not, but I must say it now because I need it to be said.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever this is,
it is wild.
Potential lyrics are, I picked up the stones that you threw at me and put them in my pockets by the river, but it's not for show. If this is how it has to be, I'll take my heavy pockets and go swimming. I have chills again. So
it's so crazy.
Real or not?
Wait, say your ones again.
Mine is, the weight of your words feel like rocks in my pockets and I'm stuck at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah,
that's
so good.
And I don't even know. Again, if that is real,
yeah,
I'm going to freak the fuck out that I had the same
like
poetic
feeling.
Thought as Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I might keel over. Like, that might be the end of my life. Like
that's
would
really
be
wild.
Insane.
Yeah. That just like proves.
I've been thinking about that since I saw it. Like,
oh,
I'm,
no,
so now
totally.
I'm like, oh my God, like, is that real or not? And if it's not real, that's a beautiful, like, whoever wrote that is beautiful. Like,
yeah,
that's,
whoever
that
wrote that
is
a genius, and they should become a songwriter themselves.
No, honestly, yeah. And there were more in that thing, but I stopped looking at them. But I just, that was the first one, and I saw it, and I was like, holy fuck. And
I know.
I was like, somebody fuck with me? I don't know.
I've been seeing a lot of those, like, lyric things on TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah.
I've been completely off TikTok. Like, I haven't even been scrolling.
Yeah,
I haven't
good for
posted,
you.
Which is bad. I go on to repost Taylor Watch right now.
I
think I need to stay off until, and I know that I really can't do this realistically, but I would like to stay off until Tortured Poets comes out.
Yeah.
Just because
I haven't really been getting
spoilers,
them that much anymore, thank God.
That's good.
But yeah, I got
I
a lot
a
in the beginning.
It,
no, I'm. But you never know if it's real or not, which is so annoying.
Well, right now it's a minefield between Tortured Poets Department and fucking Bachelor spoilers. So it's like, I can't even, you know, it's like, I need to stay off. I'm very like,
I always spoil The Bachelor for myself because I don't really watch that as like
really
intensely.
Yeah. It's not really your jam.
Yeah. But that is so wild. I really hope
that
is true. Yeah.
I hope it's true. Cause I mean, I would like, if that is true, I would take my stupid depressed poem and like printed out on the nicest paper ever. Yeah. And frame it and hang it in my apartment. And be
literally.
Like, we have, and maybe put them next to each other and be like, look, me and Taylor. Maybe I'll print it out. I'll like handwrite it in like all kinds of colors and beautiful, like a feather quill pen, just like Taylor. And I'll like mail it to her and
you
be
should.
Like, look.
Yeah, look.
We're the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so just wanted to say that.
It's a beautiful connection.
It is a beautiful connection.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else was happening with Taylor. Yeah, besides the...
I watched the New Heights episode. Very cute.
Oh, yeah. How was
they
it?
Just talked about... they're so freaking funny.
They're so cute. Did they record it after Jason's retirement speech?
Yes.
Okay.
And they were talking about how like Taylor was like the Beatles and they were like... Jason made a joke about Travis being Yoko Ono and Travis goes... This like the speed skater, the Olympic speed skater.
Oh, no.
And he was thinking about Apollo
Ono.
Ono. Yeah
Apollo
which is
Ono.
Very funny.
who is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Great athlete.
And
Dancing
then,
the Stars also he was on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Uh-huh. I think he won or something.
He then they talked about like the zoo trip. Said that they fed capybaras, which I was really jealous about because I love capybaras. They fed red pandas, and then he was like, yeah, there was helicopters everywhere because obviously Taylor, like everyone wants to see her. She's the biggest and best thing in this world, which was very cute.
He said about the helicopters. Wait, also, P.S. Apollo Ono did win Dancing with the Stars season 4.
Congratulations to Apollo.
Congrats. I saw a clip from the pod being like, yeah, Jason asking, how'd they get those photos of you guys? And
yeah.
That they were full-blown
helicopters everywhere.
Around.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
is just insane.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's cool. We got the photo. I don't know. I'm always so torn on that. Obviously, that's massively invasive.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. So stupid. But how can, you know, how can we sit here and be like, fuck that when we were talking about the photos? You
I know
what I mean? So
I know.
It's like,
it's a
morally, I don't agree with it. For entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm glad.
I just wonder how they even like act like they're not there.
I know.
It's like so obvious that they are.
It's such a weight. Like,
yeah.
It's such a dark cloud.
Yeah, totally.
Ugh.
And then
I'm feeling bad for our girl Tay.
Yeah, me too. Jason asked him if he was going anywhere or something, and he like Travis like was kind of joking around and said that he's staying in America, but I couldn't really tell. And then Travis's manager or Travis's PR person or something, someone that works with Travis, said that he was going to Singapore. Did not include if Travis was coming with him or not, but yeah, I don't know. So we don't know if he's gonna go to Singapore.
Yeah. Wait, who is this person? A new PR? Wait, which
was,
by the way, is like, where's Pia? Pia totally got fired, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
there's not
no
a doubt in my mind
way.
That girl got fired.
Pia, no
not
doubt.
A doubt in
Travis,
my mind.
Kelsey,
I forgot
Singapore.
All about her. I wonder where she is now.
I know. She's probably fine. This Pop Crepe says Travis Kelce is reportedly flying to Singapore to support Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
This is today?
Oh, okay. Seems like they look like they're in Dubai or something.
Travis is it?
Travis, like, stopping in Dubai and then going to Singapore because it's so far.
No, right. But wait, how... He's posting that or like
this is just Twitter. Like someone
people he's like spotted.
Someone posted on their story that I guess is friends with Travis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So interesting. Like Ross Travis, maybe? His bestie? Is he going with him again?
It's not Ross Travis.
Hmm. Oh wow, okay. So
but
Travis
I'm seeing
is
a
Singapore.
Lot of Taylor Swift is Travis Kelce is reportedly
holy shit.
Singapore, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess time will tell. Wow, that was pretty. That was pretty sneaky. We didn't hear much about that this week. We did hear him say he was like had his brain on Singapore when he at the like you know pre Super Bowl press conference. He did mention Singapore, so that we thought maybe he would go.
I don't understand how people just tweet this. Like I don't know. Okay, but
people
yeah,
are
I don't
like
know.
What, tracking planes and stuff.
They're just like. He's reportedly going. It's like,
who told you that?
Yeah.
Who are you talking
Where
to?
Where are the reports?
What's happening here? People are weird.
But I'm sure he is going. I would be shocked if he was not there.
I just really wanted to be in Paris.
Me too. Oh my God, imagine.
I think he will be.
You think?
Yeah,
I mean,
my heart
city
of hearts,
love.
I think he will be. City of love. Yeah. The most romantic city in the world, they say.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But, all right, let's hear.
Just jump in.
Let's just jump in. I think she's got a lot going on. Did we talk about the, I forget if we talked about it or not on Tuesday, the Disney Plus. Four songs. We did. Maroon.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we talked about that already. Okay, yeah. that's soon. That's next week, so everybody get excited.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Okay, let's jump in. Okay, this one is not really a question, but I just want to play it.
Ooh, play it.
Hi, Gia and Kelly. I'm the girl whose boyfriend hated Taylor Swift.
Yes, an update.
Yeah.
Hates Taylor Swift, really, but imagine my surprise whenever I got a notification that my favorite podcast released an episode titled My Boyfriend Hates Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to give you guys an update that I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I did follow your advice, and I just waited for the next time he mentioned Taylor Swift, and I simply said, why do you hate what I enjoy?
Yes.
And he goes,
Yeah, that's right. Gagged. Yeah.
Didn't you say that Taylor Swift is releasing an album the day we go to Georgia? And I said, yes. And he goes, we can listen to her new album on the way to Georgia. Even though it's a 4-hour trip, you can play it on replay.
There we go.
And that was the end of that discussion. But I do want to throw out a quick update that his father has recently started sending me 2018 style mean Taylor Swift memes, calling her chicken legs, blah, 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 back when she was getting hated for her pre-reputation era. So, needless to say, I think his hate is rooted from his father.
Mm-hmm.
Where his hate for Taylor Swift comes from, I do not know, and I really don't care.
That's what it sounds like, just thought
you'd like to know that update. I love the podcast. Thanks for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, girl.
Love you so much. Thank you for that update.
Yes.
Just big, huge whoop.
That's always a small win.
It really is. And again, that's all you really can do. Like, that's because it's true. At a certain point, the meanness and the quote unquote jokes and like whatever start to wear on you when it's something you really love.
And it's like,
what's your fucking problem with this? What's your problem with me? Like, why is this? As far as the boyfriend's dad, your boyfriend will come along. Now that he knows how, like, serious this is to you and how it's, like, not cool to be shitting on something that you like, I'm sure that will, like, subside. Do not let him get around his father.
No.
And gang up on you about the Taylor Swift hate.
Yeah.
I would almost, like, say something already. Be like, it's kind of mean that your dad, like, I don't know. I'm such a shit star. I would be like, hey, babe, like, your dad keeps sending me, like, kind of fucked up memes. Like, Taylor had an eating disorder during this time. Like, did you know? Like, guilt, like, lay on the guilt thick, you know? And, like, I don't know. It's just kind of fucked up that he keeps doing this. Like, what's his problem with it? Like, it seems like you both kind of have a major problem. Like, if he's doing that or whatever. I will say, a dad like that, sometimes, and this is something I've discovered with my own dad, to be honest, guys, men that age think that, like, internet hate and stuff like that, they don't understand the scope of it.
Yeah,
and
they don't.
And the impact of it.
Yeah.
So they'll see a meme like that, and they'll be like, oh, this is funny, and, like, send
they
it
don't
and think
get,
nothing
yeah,
of it. They
yeah.
don't realize
Their
that, like...
Their humor is, like, so different.
It's just so... And it's so, like, fleeting and dumb, and they, like, they're always gonna laugh at that shit because it's too late for them. They're too old. Like, there's no change in... That zebra can't change its stripes at this point. But, like, every once in a while, my dad will send me... He'll send me, like, Taylor Swift jet jokes, which I, like, laugh at, obviously.
Yeah.
But he knows better than to send, like, actually mean Taylor Swift jokes because I'm such a massive fan. I think that this,
I feel like,
you know,
dads also, like, sometimes like to...
They love to poke.
Yeah.
They love to poke. They love to get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
And just don't let him have... But here's also what you could do. You could either bring it up to your boyfriend. I think you still should kind of, like, be like, hey, your dad's, like, what a dickhead. Like, whatever. That's one. Two... Find something that your boyfriend's dad loves and you shit on that. Back at him. Every time he shits on Taylor Swift, send him, like, oh yeah. Like, if he likes the sports team or whatever, like, oh yeah, you know,
your
what's your fucking team
sucks.
Going? Your team sucks dick. Like, get out of here. Like, something
terrible,
that's
you
know?
Funny. Yeah, you should do that.
That's the only way they know how to fight. And then he'll be like, oh, she, you know, she can dish it and take it. Like, that's, just think of him as, like, literally an old man, because that's what he is. Like, I don't care how old he is. He's an old man in my eyes. Ooh, but good. I'm glad that you had that combo.
Yeah, me too.
And best of luck moving forward.
Why do you hate, like, something that I love?
Exactly. And that's exactly what you should say. Like, because it's something that you love, feel passionate about, brings you joy. And to have the person in your life that you love so much be shitting on it, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, why does it bother them? And if he had some kind of legitimate reason, like, which, what would there be?
Yeah, it's so
it
weird.
Just, you know, it's just not a... It's not nice to bring down the people that you love. And shitting on Taylor Swift sometimes feels like you're bringing me down.
Totally.
So, good. I'm glad that that's on its way to recovery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let's do this one.
Hi, Tia and Kelly. This is Heather from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
First and foremost, I wanted to say that I love your show. I don't have any, like, Swifties in my everyday life. So whenever I put the show on, it feels like the three of us are just sitting around and we're talking about our best friend, Taylor.
Yes.
But the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to hear your thoughts on the Friday the 13th show, or theory. Sorry. So basically,
so
if you look at the calendar, there are two Friday the 13th this year.
Mm-hmm.
September the 13th, and then 13 weeks later, there is December the 13th. Basically, the fan theory is saying that we're going to get Reputation in September and then debut in December. Thank you very much for taking my call, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Friday the 13th theory. Hope you have a great day. Love you both. Bye.
Love you, Heather.
She sounds so freaking cute.
What an angel.
I know. Her voice
oh my God.
Is so freaking
so
cute. I'm obsessed with her.
When people have like cutie little, like, I can feel like a nervousness in voice. Like, it brings tears in my eyes. Like, I'm
it's
almost
so
like,
cute.
This is so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Heather.
I love, what? Don't worry. I got it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What help with like that? Possibly, I'm the strongest fingers in the world.
That's so funny.
It's my strong hand. It's not my burn hand.
Thank God.
God. the Friday the 13th theory, I am actually
I never saw this.
So I did see it recently, and I totally forgot to bring it up because it's part of the clown, the Reputation clowning.
Yeah.
So I try not to bring too much of it to the pod because, you know, we all need to be brought back down to earth a lot of the time. People think that there will be a Reputation announcement at some point soon, who knows when, whatever. They think that September 13th will be Reputation, December 13th, also Taylor's birthday, let's remember, will be debut, which would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Debut on her birthday in December. Like, it just
makes a lot of sense.
It really makes a lot of sense. So, And somebody was saying something about, I forget how September came into play for Reputation. It made a lot of sense. Again, these people connect these dots, and I'm like, I'm not even looking at that kind of shit, so it's hard to keep track. But.
The person who leaked the Tortured Poets track list also said that Reputation was coming out in September, so I think that was a big part of it,
maybe
too.
Maybe that's where. Okay.
I'm not sure how people got. I'm not sure how they got there, but that's just how I saw September.
Right. That makes sense.
Friday the 13th fits perfectly for a Reputation vibe,
completely.
For sure.
It totally fits for Reputation, and then, but I think the bigger piece of this, or the thing that convinces me more, is her birthday.
Right,
it's the December 13th, Friday birthday, last Friday the 13th of the year, like, you know, whatever. I think that, I don't know.
It makes sense. I feel like she's just gotta, like, them that close back and forth, that makes sense to me. And it's kind of just, like, perfect timing.
It's like enough time, too, in between. And also, too, and I think that we've said this before, but at a certain point, she's gotta be like, oh, let's get these fucking albums out already.
I know.
I'm done talking about my past life, you know what I mean?
Know.
Like, she wants to move on.
Yeah.
I think too into like a next chapter of her life, and so that would coincide right with the end of Eras Tour.
Right,
it would coincide with everything. So it's like really closing like her first 33 years up in a chapter book.
Yeah,
and put it
Which
on the
it,
shelf.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, you know, in 2025, you know, she's already writing new music. She's been writing new music. She obviously has this album coming out, the newest album coming out. But that girl's always writing music.
Yeah, yeah.
So if she doesn't want to be, I don't want to say bogged down by the re-releases, but you know. I think it probably weighs on you. And the fact that, like, the fans are so rabid for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I would be sick. I'd be like, all right, bitches, like, here, take it. Like, leave me alone. Like, she has so much more patience than anyone.
Totally. It's interesting to me, too, just for the fact that, like, she's been waiting this long of a time span to release them all.
Right.
I understand you don't want to just be, like, back to back to back to back.
Right.
It would be a lot. But, like, yeah, it's... At a certain point, we're getting this new album, but at the same time, it's Taylor Swift. Like,
she does whatever she wants.
Yeah, exactly.
She does whatever she wants.
Exactly. So,
but
like,
I think that, yeah, the Friday
the time
the 13th,
frame does not matter.
Right, it doesn't. But she does love a Friday the 13th.
She does.
So, I do. Out of all the theories, that
one
makes
I'm into
the most
that
sense.
Theory for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. I'm actually currently watching your upload you just did on Tuesday.
Hey.
Thanks, girl.
But I just have a futuristic question, just kind of a hopeful dream, but do you guys think Taylor will ever come out with a full memoir? I'm not meaning, like, obviously anytime soon, but, like, when we're all 70, 80, most of the people might have already passed that she has dated, et cetera. Do you think she will come out with a tell-all book and just lay it all out there, like, this song belongs to this person, this person did this to me? And last question of if she ever were to do one, again, years from now, what do you think the name would be? Like, look what you made me do over and over.
That's
again.
A good one.
Thanks so much. I love watching you guys. Bye.
Thanks, girl. Great question.
So great question. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't
know. Look what you made me do would be a really fucking good fucking title awesome. For that.
And that being said, I think that, like, something would have to happen for her to really spill all the fucking tea. Like, she could be... Like, she could be, you know,
I think
literally
she's
on her deathbed.
Past that point in her life where she would be, like, name-dropping people and all that kind of stuff. I feel like she kind of did that when she was younger, like, with, like, Joe Jonas, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, also, like, she's what, like, 18, 19? Like, you're young, you're emotionally, not immature, but you don't really understand, like, the weight and capacity of just, like, name dropping someone in a bad light, like, you know.
You also don't, at that time, it was like, you can't quantify your level of fame, really.
Yeah.
And you also don't know how it's going to affect you 15 years down the line.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that deep down Taylor Swift knew I'm going to be the biggest star in the world. Like, when you are the biggest star in the world, you've always known that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're like, I'm going to be a huge fucking star. Like,
yeah.
You just know that. Especially someone like Taylor. I'm sure it's gone even beyond her wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Taylor's version 1989. And I think that I'm sure her, like, conversation with Ellen about Joe Jonas, whatever, she didn't think that would still be haunting her, like, in her adult life. You know
totally.
What I mean? Like, who cares? But I think, oh, God, I would die for a memoir. I would die for that. Could you imagine the book sales? Oh, my God.
But I also feel like memoirs are, like, kind of a cash grab.
Totally. So,
she won't need that.
What does she need, right?
Yeah.
Although, I do think, well, we know that she's working on some kind of movie. She's very secretive about it. Whatever's going on, whether she's writing, producing, directing, we're not sure. But we do know that something is going on behind the scenes and there will be something happening at some point. I think it's more likely that she will write, direct, produce a movie about her life.
Mm.
And it will be very obvious who's who.
Right,
I think that that is a more likely scenario.
Right.
Which, I'll be seated.
Or like a book of poetry or something. Like,
totally. Oh, yeah. Book of poetry is absolutely coming. Like, absolutely coming at some point. And I think that even that, to me, wouldn't be as much of like a cash grab. Like, I think a book of poetry, if she put that out, she would genuinely be like, the fans will love this.
No, totally.
And
oh, my God.
I just
want to
share these things that, like, didn't quite fit into lyrics. But I also don't think that she would put something like that out until she feels done, like, writing music.
Yeah,
you
which
I
don't
mean?
Know if she'll ever stop doing.
She might not.
So I don't know. I would, like, a Seven Husbands type of thing where she just kind
of,
like, goes through. And, but at the same time, it's also kind of making her fame and stuff, like, based off, like, her past relationships, which, like, no one wants
which
to do.
Which she doesn't really love.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough to figure out, you know, what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but I would love the tea.
Oh, God, I would die for that. I would die for that.
Yeah.
Well, think about, what's the song? Antihero. I'm trying to think of, like, hints.
It's
Antihero,
me, hi.
She's old, you know, no, at the end when it's, like, her funeral. And she's old, she's in the casket, she's got her cats, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that lady in that old lady Taylor Swift portrait looks like a lady who would, you know, spill her secrets
to a
young author and have her write a book. Also, in the All Too Well 10-minute version, obviously she did, in fact, write a book and goes up and is reading
that's
like a book
thing.
So I think a book of some kind is inevitable.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Me too. And we'll call it
My Life by Taylor Swift.
I was trying
what
to think.
What if she had like a...
The red scarf.
Yeah, the red scarf.
The girl in the red scarf.
The getaway car.
Yeah.
She'll write a story for each one.
I really like Look What You Made Me Do. That's
I love
a great
that too.
Name.
I love it too.
Okay.
And I love that song.
Let's do one more voicemail.
Perf.
Okay.
Perf. I want to know what your guys' most cancelable Taylor Swift opinion is, I know that everybody has their own opinions and hot takes, and my personal hot take is that I don't really like Mary's Song, and I know that's a classic and everybody loves it, but it's personally not something that I like. So I don't know what your guys' most out of pocket, unappreciated Taylor Swift opinion is. Okay, bye.
Ooh, that's really tough.
I know. I don't really know, like, what exactly. When I saw this, my first thought was that I think Midnights is, like, a top three album for her.
You think that people think that's unpopular?
Yeah, I would think.
You know what I actually think is, what I think was more unpopular, actually, is when you didn't like Midnights when it first came out.
Yeah,
when you were like,
true.
This album kind of sucks.
That's
you
true.
You, like, hated it at first.
That was
then
a
you
super,
came around.
That was a super unpopular opinion.
Totally.
I really did not like Midnights when it came out.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, I think I posted it on my story that I hated it.
No, you did. I think that you made a whole TikTok about it.
Yeah, no, I did.
And I was like, damn.
But
she'll,
then the 3,
she'll get there.
The
she'll 3 get there.
The 3 a.m. songs came out, and I was like, okay, this is more my speed.
True.
And then, yeah, like, literally
you,
a year
you
later.
You didn't really like, I'm trying to think which one you said you didn't really like
at
first.
I was like the first, I remember, I said the first 3 songs suck.
Yeah.
Lavender
yeah.
Haze.
Yeah.
Maroon.
Which, like, sacrilegious.
It's insane to me that I said that. What is it still
but
on
also,
the beach?
You were
which
too,
I still stand by.
No. Yeah, you still stand by that. No. I think 3 is...
Oh, Lavender Haze, Maroon, and Anti-Hero.
Right. Tough.
First
but to be fair...
I love Maroon.
You listened to it, and remember, we've broken this down many a time. You were on your way back from a Fred Again concert when it came out. Is that what it was with Madeline?
No. Noah Kahan.
Yes, that's right.
Which is kind of similar vibes.
Similar vibes, but you had you had already had a full night of music.
Yes,
and then
which
you,
is like an indie vibe, which
right.
I like.
And then to
alternative.
Be given Bejeweled right after that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. It you need to be in the right
headspace
to listen to all that for the first time to appreciate it. So, I think that that you totally came around on that.
Yeah.
But probably yeah. What is mine?
I know. I
really don't know. I'm not very particular about
I feel like
her.
I've said, like, songs that, like, I don't really, like the ones that Dave, like, loves,
yeah.
I was always like, I really don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I don't really like Suburban Legends.
Yeah, I don't like Suburban Legends.
That.
I don't like Come Back, Be Here.
Yeah. Oh, I know a good one.
Girl at Home. I hate that song. The Moment I Knew, I hate that song.
You know, my unpopular opinion, we kind of talked about it earlier this week. I don't really like, Fearless vibes, like the vibes of Fearless. Like, there are obviously good songs on Fearless that I like, but the, like, cowgirl, half cowgirl, half whatever, it just, I don't identify. Like, it was not my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That
which
kills
is
me.
Also why I don't know all the songs.
Yeah.
I know the hits, I don't know all the songs.
Yeah.
But I have new appreciation for it now, but I just like the other ones so much more.
I get that.
Like, so much more.
Yeah.
But,
like, yeah, Fearless, like, yeah.
I know it shaped many a life.
Yeah.
And I just, for some reason at that time, it was not shaping my life. And
you're too busy raving.
Yeah, I was too busy, like, going to college and you know.
To
like
get
I
more
said,
knowledge.
Yeah, everybody fucking party. Like, that's the shit I was listening to.
Hell yeah.
You know? And what's that song? You know that song.
No.
Everybody fucking party. You don't know that song?
No.
Well, I got to look
everybody
it up.
Everybody fucking party.
All we do is fucking party.
Sounds fucking lit.
All we do is
that's hilarious. How did I
party.
Never heard that song? All we do is fucking party.
All I
man.
Do is fucking party. Let's see if it'll play.
Literally never heard the song before.
All I do is fucking party.
Never heard
this
that.
This is 11
insane.
Years ago. It says, damn,
who's
kill
it
me.
By?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Some like DJ.
Random.
It's like a. It's LAV3R Laver Flav. All I do is fucking party HQ version.
Fuck yeah.
11 years ago. Oh, kill me.
Rock
anyway,
on.
So that's what I was listening to in lieu of Fearless.
Right.
So I just never got that bond and I feel bad. I feel like I'm neglecting a sister, but
that's okay.
We'll get there one
yeah.
day. That's an unpopular opinion for sure by me.
Okay. Hello. My name is Wilmer. Your podcast is my favorite.
Hi,
if
Wilmer.
You could only listen.
Valderrama?
Yeah. Wilmer Valderrama.
Thanks for loving the pod.
Yes. If you could only listen to 4 Taylor Swift albums for the rest of your life, what would they be? Mine are Folklore, Evermore, Red Taylor's Version, and Debut Taylor
Ooh,
Swift.
Ooh, that's so hard.
I think mine would be Folklore, Evermore.
Folklore, Evermore for sure. Hmm.
1989,
mm-hmm.
and ooh, I'm in between Fearless and Midnights.
Tough.
I think I'd have to go Fearless. Folklore, Evermore, 1989, Fearless.
Those
I'm sticking with that.
Those are good ones. Yeah. Mine are Folklore, Evermore. 1989 is tough.
Yeah.
Because I want Blank Space.
Right. But, I feel like for you, you'd have to decide between Reputation and 1989.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm, well, no, but I'm deciding between, yes.
Yeah.
Folklore, Evermore, Reputation for sure.
Yeah. And Speak Now.
And either, right. My last is between Midnights, Speak Now, and Lover, honestly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is really tough.
Yeah. I would not put, no.
Midnights, Speak Now.
I feel like you should put Speak Now on there because it's like your nostalgia one.
I know. That would be so unfair to leave it off. So I'll do Speak Now, Reputation, Folklore, Evermore.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm missing Midnights.
Yeah, I know. But I know.
Impossible question. It's next very question. No, I'm kidding.
I hate this question.
Impossible.
Yeah.
No, that is so hard. That would be, all right, top three for sure. Folklore, Evermore, Reputation, and then gun to my head. Between Speak Now, Lover, and Midnights. Midnights and Speak Now are really tied for number one. And then, you know, Death by a Thousand Cuts on Lover. I just get these, you know, not bonds.
I get an attachment. You can't
think
of
like
one
things.
Song. You have to think about the whole album as a whole.
I know. Then you know what? I think I have to go Midnights. I love Speak Now.
Yeah.
But when I think about the songs on Speak Now, I listen to Midnights way more.
Hell yeah.
And I have a couple great ones I love on Speak Now.
Go with your gut,
and I'm
girl.
Sorry to leave it in the dust. But
yeah, that's
it's
okay.
Midnights is okay. Really, I love that album.
Okay.
Folklore, Evermore, Reputation, Midnights.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This girl says, I think you guys should do either Taylor's Song of the Week, where Kelly has to get assigned a Fearless song, and at the end of the Thursday episodes, needs to do a quiz for lyrics until you guys go to Paris.
Oh, that is so fun.
I think that would be kind of fun.
I would love that.
Okay, cool.
Are there any albums that you're... Maybe we could both do it. Are there any ones that you need to get better at? And I could do the same for you? Or, you know, we each pick one?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, no, I'm perfect. Sorry. I know all
like,
of them.
I know
all
them all, like, kind of like the back of my hand.
True.
Maybe Red.
Yeah, I also need a refresher
because the Volt
on
songs
Red.
On Red, like, I don't
true.
Really know.
What about Lover? I feel like you always skip Lover.
That's true. Maybe Lover. Yeah, so I do Lover.
And that's
Lover,
one that I really
do.
Like. So
okay.
That would actually be a good a
Yeah,
good
okay.
Mix.
So I do Fearless, you do Lover.
I have a feeling she's going to do Lover stuff
in Paris
too.
Okay.
That would make a lot of sense.
So let's
we'll
have a song
that. We have
for each
time.
Other. Yeah, let's have a song for each other on Monday.
Okay.
And then we'll try to learn
well,
it by
pick
Thursday.
A song? Should we pick a song now and then try to learn it by next week?
Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for Lover, for you... I'm going to pick.
Let me see. Fearless. This is so fun. Okay.
This
I'm going to
so
do.
Fun. Yeah, what are you going to pick for me?
Oh, I'm going to do Untouchable because you said you didn't really know the one.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to do for you. You kind of know these, though.
I know. I feel like I know all of them, Loki.
So maybe not. What about It's Nice to Have a Friend?
I know how that song goes, but like I
that's
don't think
one.
I would know like
that's
yeah.
the one.
Okay,
you,
cool.
So I have Untouchable. You have It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
And you're gonna like it when you deep dive on it.
Okay,
it'll feel really nice.
Okay.
It might make you cry even.
Ooh.
In a good way.
Yay.
Okay. Perfect. Untouchable. Okay.
Some
okay.
of these are just like fun ones that I just like are not opinions. I just wanted to share. Hey guys, my name is Anna from San Diego. I absolutely love Taylor and your podcast. I found it on TikTok a few weeks ago and now Woo-hoo. I tune in every week.
Yay.
Just responding to a question on last week's episode when you guys were asked what the saddest Taylor lyric is. Mm. Hard to honestly choose just one because there's so many, but I was listening to Folklore this week. What else is new? And mm-hmm. Hoax came on. Stood on the cliffside screaming, give me a reason. Your faithless love's the only hoax I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want no other shade of blue but you.
That
no
it,
other
it.
Sadness in the world would do. This part specifically, I thought to myself, oh my God, these lyrics are so sad.
Chills.
Anyways, just wanted to share. Love you both so much. And Taylor, watch.
Remember when I assigned myself homework? I didn't do it. Sorry. Sorry to the teacher. I said I was going to find my saddest
That's
lyrics.
Okay.
And I didn't do it. I did attempt and I was crying a lot. So, you know, it's tough. That is a great
yes.
example.
Don't
that's
want
why
no
I like
other
shade
of
blue
but
you.
You.
Oof. Just a real, real dagger to the
so
heart. Big time.
Good. So, Hoax so is good. Such a yeah, good song. Hoax is so. You know, I left a part of me back in New York. I love, like, look at the.
I know.
You
no,
know
literally
you was, so what's the point of keeping score? Yeah, I love that. Oh, wait. Let me share this one then, too, since we're on the topic of.
You pulled me apart, but what you did was just as dark.
Yeah. Let me share this one.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. This is Delilah calling from Connecticut.
Oh, hey, girl.
I love you girls so much.
Delilah.
And I've been an OG
Delilah.
Listener since the Because We Got High on the Other Line days.
Oh, yay.
I had a comment I just wanted to share about a voicemail that a girl submitted in last week's episode about Taylor's saddest song lyrics of all time. I am shocked and offended that you didn't mention Tolerate It.
Oh, so
that was
I
the first
fair,
song
fair.
I immediately
so
thought
you
of.
That.
I think it's one of Taylor's saddest songs ever written.
Yeah.
Especially the so bridge great. Where she says, I made you my temple, my mural, my sky. Now I'm begging for footnotes in the story of your life. I just think those lyrics are so powerful because they paint such a clear picture of someone in a romantic relationship who doesn't feel seen and just feels like their best effort and their love are never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention that because it's my favorite song on Evermore, and I was so excited to hear it performed live on the set list of the Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah.
I love your show, and I can't wait to hear what other sad lyrics you bring up when you come back to this topic.
Yeah.
Yay.
Love you, girls. Thanks People for putting together such a fun show for all the Swifties.
Thanks, girl. Yeah.
I promise.
The fact that she has tolerated on the set list is like such a lifesaver, I feel
I know,
like.
It really
because
is.
It really is such an underrated song on Evermore.
And it's like a whole performance, too.
And it's a whole performance.
Which is
so
cool. So,
like, yeah, it's just, it's it's one of her, like, more, like, gut wrenching. Mm-hmm. Like, because I feel like even, like, a lot of older people can relate to it, too. Like,
totally.
Your whole marriage, whatever it is. Like, I always think that she wrote this song about Diana and Prince Charles. But I don't know.
Oh my God. Would
know?
Love that.
Like, that's
though.
Who
that's
I
a
always
great
pictured.
Comparison.
Yeah. Thanks.
So fucking true.
Always, always pictured.
Ooh, I'm gonna listen to it. Now, yeah. When I go home today, I'll listen to it, you know, on my way home. And I want to listen to it through that lens.
Yeah.
And I think that will be.
Did you also watch the show One Day?
I haven't finished the show. So here's the thing with that. Everybody is loving that show. Definitely watch it. Leo Woodhull, love him.
Ugh, so hot.
Do you know it was a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I didn't know that until after I watched the show.
So I have seen the movie 50,000 times. Yeah. It's my mom's like favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, Jim Sturgis. It's called One Day. It's fantastic.
So cute.
So unfortunately, though, I know the story and I know what happens.
And you don't
I know
put
everything
through that.
And I'm right. And everybody says that it really hits harder with the show. Because
yes,
it's
because
like,
it's
there's
way
more
detail
and everything. And it was also a book. But I know. So I haven't quite set aside the time to have a full breakdown watching the whole thing. I did watch the first two episodes, though, and it is excellent.
Yeah. Well, there's a part at the end where they're like having an argument and she's like, I will not be like the footnote in your life. And I was like, she said the
footnotes
thing.
Footnotes in the story. Yeah. She said it.
She said the thing.
So she said footnotes in the story
and,
of your
you
life.
Know, I was like, yeah, like, that's such a poetic way of putting, like, I will not be, like, this side character that you just, like,
you know what that
forget
kinda,
about or
totally
whatever.
Agree. You know what that kind of reminds me of? The look, trying to be a footnote in the story of your life or whatever. It reminds me to Bejeweled, where she says, don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart.
Yeah.
Kind of same,
totally.
Similar vibes.
Totally.
Where it's like, stop making me your last priority.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do one more and
Perfect.
Then we'll end it.
Fabulous.
Let's see. Who do we want
scream?
Here?
Don't call me kid. I don't know why that's in my head.
Okay. Hey, love the podcast and you guys. Here's my question. Are there any songs that you prefer the stolen version rather than Taylor's version?
Mm.
I feel this with some of her Speak Now Taylor's version, but I think it's solely based on nostalgia. Would love to hear y'all's thoughts. Also, second question, what album so far do you think has the best vault tracks? And could you rank them?
Ooh.
For me, I think I have to go 1989 first, which I'm reluctant to say because Red has 10 Minute All Too Well. Mm. However, I think I'd rate them 1989, Red, Fearless, and then Speak Now, which I would also say would be mine as well.
I think I would switch Fearless and Speak Now, but I agree.
Yeah.
Because the 1989 vault tracks are fucking awesome. They,
so good.
They just like belong on that album.
Oh,
like, they
yeah, totally.
Been,
I can't believe that
I know.
They had made those songs and they're like, no.
They waited in the dust for that long. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But the Red vault tracks I fucking love also. Like, I like the Red vault tracks more than the
Nothing
Red
new,
album.
Nothing
you know?
New. I bet you think
Nothing
about
new.
Me.
I bet you think about me.
Banger.
One of my favorites
beyond.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a top 10
yes,
song
totally.
For me.
Totally.
And then Speak Now, good. Yeah. Fearless, good. But I just, there's only a couple on each one that
yeah,
I like.
Fearless and Speak Now are just a little too, like, kiddish
yes,
in a way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if I were a little bit younger, maybe those yeah. would be higher up. Yeah. But just where
like
I am in
Foolish
my life.
Foolish One and, like, Castles, like, Timeless.
Castles
like,
Crumbling,
yeah, just,
I'm just
yeah.
not, I'm not really, I'm not I a, love Mr. Perfectly Fine, but I couldn't
yeah,
tell you one
Mr.
other
Perfectly
Fearless
Fine.
Full track right now off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, I only know Bye Bye Baby because we were talking about
right.
that on Monday.
Right, exactly. Okay,
but yeah,
so
1999
that.
Red.
What
but,
was the first question?
What songs do you prefer, the stolen
oh,
version
stolen
rather
version.
Than the Taylor's version?
I
obviously better than Revenge.
That's the only one I would say.
Really?
Just because of the lyric change. Yeah. I'm not so bothered by... Like, I'll listen to the songs. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm not worried about it sounding, like, literally exactly to a T the same. If it's playing, it's playing. I definitely, though, can tell the difference between the new and the old.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I
don't really have a problem
Me
with
too.
It.
None on Fearless that kill me, but it really is. And I just have such an emotional connection with Last Kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just feel like Last Kiss, like, just doesn't have the, like...
The breathiness
sadness and breathiness
yeah.
of the way that she originally did it, mm-hmm. which it just doesn't hit as hard for me. And I don't, it's like, you know, like the shaky breath that everyone always talks about, where you can like literally hear her like trying yes. to hold back tears.
Totally.
So that's like a bummer, but like everything else, but you're better than Revenge and like Dear John, like they just kind of lose that like angst to me.
Right. The anger. Yeah. I would say out of all of the re-records, Speak Now is the only one that like, struggles the most, I think, because it was such a passionate
yes.
album.
Yeah.
And all of us who love it so much are so passionate about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, but yeah, no. Speak Now, I love so much. You guys know that was my, like, the one that really solidified me as a true fan.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to it as much anymore, even with the recording out. And I don't know if that has to do with I got older.
Yeah.
Or what. Maybe it just hit really hard in 2010, you know? But, yeah, I think that, like, so here's a question. If we're sitting around, we're hanging out, and Last Kiss comes on shuffle.
Yeah.
And it's the newer version, you'd be able to tell.
I wonder.
You know?
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like probably not.
Probably not,
But,
yeah.
like, if
just,
I was,
it totally
if I was
depends.
Playing... paying close attention
sure.
I feel like yes
sure.
but who knows really because
yeah.
I feel like I was listening to Fearless the mm-hmm. other night day and I was like, is this the Taylor's version or not? Like, I gotta make sure I'm
right.
listening to Taylor's
you can't
version
quite tell.
And I opened it up and it was Taylor's version. I was like, oh yeah, like I couldn't really tell
right,
the difference
right, right,
at
right,
all
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're looking for it, you
yeah.
can figure
yeah.
it out, but if you're not, it doesn't really, it doesn't
yeah.
bother me. The only reason I you said it first, but I agree completely. Better than Revenge. It's just the lyric change.
Yeah,
I,
exactly.
I love the.
It just doesn't hit.
I love the original.
Moth to the Flame.
Yeah,
like, it just doesn't.
Oh,
hit.
I couldn't even. Gun to my head. I forgot the new lyric. Like,
yeah,
I refuse to learn it.
I was
like,
listening to it at the gym,
she
said Moth to the Flame, and I was like, ugh.
She was a moth just, to the flame. And
I was
holding
the
matches. Well, no,
yeah.
no. She's better known for the things she does on the mattress.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, sorry. We're slut shaming. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's
funny. Fun and it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. What are you going to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, like, whatever. She was, like, how old when she wrote that album? Like,
she would have been, like...
18, 19?
Yeah, 19 or 20,
yeah.
21.
Yeah.
Like, that, around that
whatever.
Time.
Whatever. We all
yeah,
do
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit. It
That's
happens.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I like it because... Now, as adults, it shows growth. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
you don't do that anymore. You don't like such
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We don't have to rewrite the history of when we were
yeah.
19, 20 and still calling girls sluts in a non-ironic way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We have to remember these times so we don't go back to them.
Facts, facts, facts. No slut
so
shaming.
Never,
we're
never
not
forget.
No slut shaming in 2024.
Yeah, no. Wear it as a badge of honor. I yeah. still have Slut Taylor's version as my header on Twitter.
Oh, love.
Like from the, you know... I like screenshotted it from the track list
oh, that's
or whatever.
Funny.
So it's my
oh, I'm obsessed
it's
with
my
that.
Header photo. Yeah.
yeah, I love that.
Love it, love it. Well, all right.
Yeah.
What a fabulous
Good episode.
Thursday. Good
yeah.
episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Oh, yep. oh, here we go. I didn't memorize the thing again.
Yeah, I know.
Just
three,
like
four,
I promised.
347.
Yes, girl.
That's all I got.
347-450-0723.
357-447. 347.
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723. Slay. Yay. We're crushing it. Perfect.
That's the number to call, by the way.
That's the number to call if you would like to leave a voicemail for us or text if you don't feel like calling in. But we do love hearing your voices, I will say.
Yes, I do like the voicemails
a lot. But don't feel pressure. And then also DM us on Instagram as well, Taylor Watch. Yep. And
follow us, subscribe.
Follow us, subscribe. So homework for this week, we have Untouchable for me.
And I have It's Nice to Have a Friend.
It's Nice to Have a Friend for you. And then and then some sad lyrics.
Okay, yeah.
I put it on myself, so I'll come Thursday. Next Thursday, we'll have some more sad lyrics for the sad girls out there. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye, love you guys.